Here's Taylor, Q92, Marino in the morning with Marissa. Coming up just shy of 920, going to be a high of 62 today. Seen some partly sunny skies already. We'll take that. Marissa's off. She's back tomorrow. You got Chris hanging. Felicia's here, and I'm getting outnumbered. Got two more ladies. We have Naisha and Mary here from Duchess Outreach. Let's pull this right over here, Naisha. Good morning, Naisha.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
How are you ladies doing this morning?
A little chilly out there. I could use a coat.
I see where I was going. I was over here and I saw it coming there. Yes, of course. It's been a couple years because it was interesting. It was during the pandemic when we weren't sure. And we've known for a while that you folks had the October coat drive. And then we did our November coat drive. And they just kind of coexisted. You know, Judy and Guardian. You know, we love Judy. We go a long way back with Judy from Guardian Self Storage. But then pandemic hit, and then we were like, well, we didn't know if we were going to do ours, and we didn't want to ignore the annual need of coats for folks here in the Valley that can't afford them, can't get their hands on them, whatever the case may be. So we reached out. Naisha got together with Duchess Outreach for the Susan DeCouclier coat drive, the Memorial coat drive, as we remember Susan, all the great things that she did for the community. And we did it. So we, okay, great. Well, then we kind of find out we are doing our coat drive. I'm like, oh no, what are we going to do here? But it's been working out awesome. Because we actually find that we use resources from both drives to, at the end of the day, we are serving the community. This particular, and we call this the first leg of our coat drive effort. It's all the Guardian self-storages around the Hudson Valley. Now you should talk about that. Talk about how we could help.
Yeah. Yes. So you can drop off your coats at any Guardian self-storage. And by the way, Guardian's been doing this with us for 29 Whee! Years. You can also drop them off at Red Cap Cleaners, TEG, any TEG Federal Credit Union. You can also drop them off at
Rhinebeck Bank, mm-hmm. and Raymore and Flanagan, the showroom or the outlet.
That's awesome. So everyone's coming. You know, it's like it's a great effort that makes everyone feel good. Like, how can we help? And all these businesses are joining. Again, you've heard us say a million times. New or gently used coats, you know, that, again, they can we can prepare them, make them ready for use by our folks here in the Hudson Valley who can use that. Now, this first leg goes until Halloween. It's for the whole month of October.
Yes.
And then what happens after that, and you folks have been so great at Duchess Outreach to continue and to help support the second leg of the coat drive, which in essence becomes the kickoff of our holiday music with Q92, which will be this year, November 3rd at Mid-Hudson Subaru. And then that effort is a two-month effort that goes right to the end of the year. It goes to, you know, December 31st,
yes.
At which point, you know, we're going to be right in the thick of winter. So, you know, so if you think about it, you know, the coats were collected. We in waves can get the coats into people's, arms, body, head, you know, make sure they're nice and warm. That's incredible. What else about Duchess Outreach? Because I got to be candid. This, you know, the extent of I know is what we do each year at the coat drive. But you guys do a lot for the community. Tell us about the bring out your list. I want to hear it, Naisha. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. So we do so much. Thank you, Chris,
yes.
At Duchess Outreach. And I'll start with our lunchbox. As you all know, we provide two hot meals per day, Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner, and then lunch on Sundays. And we're feeding approximately close to 900 people. So yes, and anyone can come in there and get a hot meal. Mm-hmm. We also have our food pantry, which is a food choice model. It's set up like a supermarket. And you come in and you get your shopping cart, mm-hmm. and you walk around the store and you choose your items. And sometimes there's a volunteer there that will be your personal shopper. And once you get to the end, you check out and your food is for free. We have our children's clothing closet. By the way, the food pantry is open Monday through Friday from 9 until 4 p.m. The children's clothing closet, parents can come and shop on every Tuesday, mm-hmm. and get clean, gently used children's clothing. And that is on Tuesdays starting at 10 o'clock. We also have our farm stand, and we give out between 5,000 and 10,000 pounds of food every third Friday. It has become more of just a food distribution site. It's become also a wellness and holistic event. We have between 15 and 20 tablers that come and distribute information and resources, and it's just an incredible event. We also have our fresh market, which is on Wednesdays, and it's pay what you can, and we get wonderful produce from our local farmers.
Wow.
And flowers and just, anything that you need. And mm-hmm. that is every Wednesday from 10, I believe, until 2. And it's right there on our property, 29 North Hamilton Street, where we are a partner at the Family Partnership Circle.
That's incredible. Again, you're listening to Naisha. We have Mary here from Duchess Outreach and all the amazing things they do. You know, two things. Either if you're asking, where could I find help? Or if you're asking, how can I help? Both things cannot be any easier here in the Hudson Valley than programs like Duchess Outreach. You know, if you're listening to this, listening to our voices, like, I want to help. I have, you know, God's been good to me. I want to see what I can do to help people. They can reach out to Duchess Outreach.
Yes, right? They can.
What's
reach
the best
us,
way to reach out?
DuchessOutreach.org. Visit our website. Everything you need, it's user-friendly.
Right.
Everything you need, any questions you need answered, it's there.
And if the tables are the other way, and you find yourself in the position maybe a year ago you weren't in, and you're now, you're like, I need help, and I'm a, I don't know how to ask for help. It's, you know, I feel funny asking for, go to DuchessOutreach.org. There are resources available. Because this is how we do it in the Hudson Valley. And why I love living here. So just want to put that in there. And so, lastly, before we go into break, again, find out about all the programs that Naisha just mentioned, DuchessOutreach.org. And remember, the Susan Day Cuclier Coat Drive is underway. It doesn't work without coats. We need your coats. Stop by Guardian Self-Storage. And you have the full list on the website as well?
Yes,
of the all
full
the
list is
places.
There.
All right.
Yes.
Mary, anything to add? Did I get everything?
Well, one thing I would say is that once we identify the locations where we're going to be distributing coats, that information will also be on the website.
Wonderful. So people can then actually
get
fulfillment with the coats.
Correct.
Love that.
Yep.
Ladies, thanks for coming by. So great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Quick break. Going to come back. It is a Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We have Kim from Great Smith House. We're going to talk to her. And we also have Daily Dose of Mike Post, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Did you know those two are dating?
Yes,
did you?
I did. I'm a football
that's
man.
That's coming up. Hang on.
Q92.